From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North and South Korean officials resume marathon talks today in an urgent bid to avert war on the peninsula. Initial talks that began Saturday were adjourned for 10 hours. High-level meetings are taking place at the Panmunjom Trust, a truce village, despite a deadline set by Pyongyang, which had threatened military action unless Seoul ended propaganda broadcast into the north and removed banks of loudspeakers it had installed along the border. There's no word so far on how those talks are going. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond is reopening his country's embassy in the Iranian capital. He's doing that today, 4 years after the facility was stormed and burned by violent protesters. His visit to Tehran is the first by a top British diplomat since 2003. Mr. Hammond cited improved relations with Tehran, saying a diplomatic thaw was first noted 2 years ago with the election of the reputed moderate Iranian president, Hassan Rouhani. Italy's Coast Guard says the Navy has rescued 3,000 migrants off the coast of Libya after responding to requests for help from more than 20 vessels. Italy has routinely carried out similar rescues, bringing hundreds of migrants to its shores, but the scale of Saturday's operation was unusually large. So far this year, more than 100,000 people have made the Mediterranean crossing to Italy. More than 2,300 people have died trying to reach Europe this year. There were almost 3,300 fatalities for all of 2014. Europe has struggled to cope with this influx of migrants. They often first land in Italy and Greece. This is VOA News. The three Americans who tackled a gunman on a Paris-bound train Friday are being hailed as heroes in France, where French President François Hollande will meet with them tomorrow. Lisa Bryant is in Paris with details about the assailant.
French authorities have identified the gunman aboard the Amsterdam to Paris train by his digital fingerprints. He's a Moroccan in his mid-20s called Ayoub El Kazani. He's known to Spanish and French intelligence and has links to militant Islam. According to reports, he's lived in southern Spain, France, and Belgium in recent months and has traveled to Syria. He remains in custody outside Paris, where French counterterrorism officials continue to question him. The focus here in France is also on the passengers who tackled and subdued him. They include U.S. servicemen Alex Garlatos and Spencer Stone, along with American student Anthony Sadler and British businessman Chris Norman. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Officials in Yemen are blaming al-Qaeda for a bomb that destroyed secret police headquarters in the port city of Aden on Saturday. No casualties reported. Al-Qaeda fighters are said to have moved into the city after pro-government forces took it back from Houthi rebels several weeks ago. United States considers al-Qaeda's Yemen affiliate to be the terrorist group's most dangerous branch. U.S. has launched dozens of drone strikes against al-Qaeda members in Yemen, killing a number of its senior leaders. An explosion in a chemical plant in eastern China has killed one person and injured nine other people. The blast happened Saturday night at the Runxing Chemical Facility in Shandong Province. The latest explosion happened less than 2 weeks after deadly blast at a chemical storage facility rocked the port city of Tianjin, killing more than 120 people, including firefighters, and injuring hundreds more. Chinese citizens have posted concerns on the internet complaining about the proximity of chemical facilities to residential areas. Chinese officials have confirmed that sodium cyanide, a toxic chemical, was stored in the warehouses in Tianjin. Fans of the giant pandas got some good news on Saturday here in Washington when the National Zoo announced the birth of a pair of new panda cubs. They announced a surprising second healthy delivery by Mother Mei Xiong late on Saturday, about 5 hours after the first cub was born. The sexes of each of the newborn to be determined later. Veterinarians say that Mei Xiong will spend almost all of her time in seclusion with her cubs over the next couple of weeks. You can get more news by going to our website, and you can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.